I've been looking for someone like you to save me. Life's too easy to be so damn complicated. Take your time and I'll be waiting. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Think about you some days and the way I would lay waste day after day with you. We always go our separate ways, but no one can love you, baby, the way I do. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Find shelter in me. And if there's no one else to love, keep me in mind. If ever you wanted me, I'll be your man. I'd be a fool to let you go with someone else. Whatever you want from me, I'll be your man. I'd give it all up just to have you for myself. Keep me in mind. Somewhere down the road you might get lonely. Keep me in mind. And I pray someday that you will love me only. Well, the world can be real tough. Won't you hold on to me? When there's no one else to love, keep me in mind.
Keep me in mind.
And I'll hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
I'll be your man.
Mind.
I hold you, darling.
Keep me in mind.
Come on, little mama. Put it on me.
Great music. Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Tensions rising in the Middle East following the early morning killing of Hamas's political leader during a visit to Iran's capital. Israel has not taken responsibility. ABC News National Security and Defense Analyst Mick Mulroy says it follows the killing of a Hezbollah commander in Lebanon.
Obviously, Hezbollah's going to feel like they have to respond to the killing of their senior leader. And now Iran will, because essentially Ismail Haniyeh was their guest to visit on the inauguration day of their new president. So something that almost looks like it was made to embarrass them from the Iranian perspective.
Extreme heat and whipping winds fueling 95 large fires in western states, 19 of them in California. The Park Fire near Chico, now the fifth largest in the state's history. And the Federal Reserve could be poised to issue its first interest rate cut since the pandemic if a key committee determines inflation has eased enough. This is ABC News. Venezuela's president vowing to detain opposition leaders as they challenge the country's election results.
Speaking from the presidential palace balcony, Nicolas Maduro says he'll round up senior opposition figures as demonstrations continue over Venezuela's disputed election tallies. Below him, supporters demanding the incarceration of the opposition leader. The country remains tense amid calls for the National Electoral Council to release the voting sheets produced by every precinct after polls closed. It's not obliged to do so, but it has in the past within hours. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Spirit Airlines is known for being no-frills air travel, but it's now adding some frills for a price. The airline will soon offer bigger seats, one checked bag with no fee, drinks, and even priority boarding. Those changes aimed at boosting Spirit's bottom line. It hasn't made a profit since before the pandemic. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Gotta change my oil.
How about Valvoline Restore and Protect? It restores and protects your engine to run like new.
Get in zone.
It restores your engine to, like, factory clean?
And protects.
Get in zone.
So Valvoline Restore and Protect restores and protects.
Now you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for
$37.99. Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 83.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Vice President Kamala Harris will be coming back to Wisconsin next week. Ted Allen has more.
Though details are few, Harris's presidential campaign said Tuesday the vice president and her soon-to-be running mate will stop in several battleground states next month. One of their stops will be in an undetermined location in western Wisconsin. When the visit will happen is also unknown. Harris has not yet made a choice on who her vice presidential pick will be.
Today perhaps is not the best day to speed in Wisconsin. Departments across the state, including the State Patrol, will be out in force for speed enforcement. The State Patrol says the idea is to remind drivers of the need to be safe on the road. And if you're heading out to the Wisconsin State Fair, be sure to try out the Deep Fried Lemonade Bites. Those are from Zaz's, and they won this year's Sporky Award at the State Fair for Best Fair Food. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. Two people were seriously injured in a motorcycle accident in Pepin County Monday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, 29-year-old Alexander Page of Rural Mondovi was traveling east on Highway R when he lost control on a curve at the intersection of Highway Double B and left the roadway. Page, along with the 28-year-old Megan Page of Rural Mondovi, were both ejected from the motorcycle and struck a utility pole and guy wire. Both suffered serious injuries as Megan was taken to an Eau Claire hospital. Alexander was med-flighted to Mayo Clinic. Alcohol and speed are believed to have played a factor in that accident. Residents along North Eau Claire Street in Mondovi are still waiting for the snow fence to be replaced on the top of the new retaining wall. While the Mondovi City Council approved a replacement fence, it still hasn't been installed due to a dispute between the city and contractor. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss.
Don't want to build the fence and then obviously have to go back and, you know, disturb that as well. So as much as I want that to be complete and the council has approved the completion of that, it hasn't taken place yet. So it's ongoing, but I think we can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
It was hoped that the new fence would have been installed by the end of July. Kamala Harris is coming to Western Wisconsin with her running mate next week. But we don't know where, and we don't know when, and we still do not know who she'll be bringing. Harris's campaign yesterday said Wisconsin would be part of her swing state swing next week. There's speculation that Minnesota's governor could be her vice president pick, but insiders continue to say it could also be Arizona Senator Mark Kelly or Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Police departments across Wisconsin, including the Wisconsin State Patrol, are planning to be out in force today for what they are calling a speed enforcement day. That means a 24-hour high visibility enforcement effort that includes state, county, and local law enforcement agencies. The State Patrol says the idea is to remind drivers of the need to be safe on the road. Troopers and officers will be out in force today looking for speeders and writing tickets. The Packers say the space for Green Bay's NFL draft will be twice the size of Detroit's. Team officials met with locals in Green Bay last night to talk about the plans for next year's draft. The Packers say the footprint for the draft will center on Lambeau and will be larger than the footprint for Detroit's draft earlier this year in downtown Detroit. The Packers say they've set aside $8 million for draft preparations and say they don't expect to make much money off of the draft. The city of Green Bay, on the other hand, is expecting a $20 million economic boost and a statewide impact of up to $94 million. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anubis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Dunn Energy Cooperative has been approved for an $18 million rural development electric infrastructure loan. Jesse Singerhouse, CEO of Dunn Energy, says the loan will be used to upgrade services to over 800 members in its service area.
So that $18 million plus some of our own capital will go into upgrading about 107 miles of power lines in our rural territory and bringing new services or upgraded services to over 800 members in our rural area. So it's a great investment. It's a great program that rural development has for us to increase the reliability in our rural area for our rural members.
The co-op plans to use the money over the next 4 years for the upgrade projects. USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development Dr. Basil Gooden was at the co-op yesterday to announce approval of that loan. The man convicted of killing a young man in the Apple River in northwest Wisconsin 2 years ago is learning his fate today. A judge will sentence Nikolai Mew for first-degree reckless homicide. A jury convicted Mew back in April of killing one person and slashing four others. Mew claimed self-defense at the time. The reckless homicide charge carries a 60-year sentence. Drive-through polling stations are back in the city of Eau Claire. The city opened in-person voting for the August primary yesterday. That means people can begin voting in the Democratic race for Congress in western Wisconsin, as well as the two constitutional amendments that are on the ballot. Eau Claire's drive-through polls, which you can find at the City Hall parking lot, will be open to Eau Claire residents from 9 to 4 p.m. until August 9th. The U.S. Senate has passed landmark legislation to protect kids online. Support for the pair of bills was bipartisan and overwhelming, with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Ron Johnson joining 89 other senators in sending the measure to the House. The legislation would force online platforms to take reasonable steps to prevent harm to children, such as bullying, drug addiction, and sexual exploitation, and would expand existing federal privacy protections to include those 16 years old and younger. Both bills have bipartisan support in the House. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
The largest pickleball court in Wisconsin is now open. Leaders in Lake Halley cut the ribbon on the new 12-court pickleball complex at Gower Park earlier this week. The new court is also the second largest in the Midwest, coming in behind a complex in the Minneapolis suburbs. The courts cost about $300,000, and the Chippewa Valley Pickleball Club will now maintain them. There are plans to add bleachers and restrooms, but that likely won't come until after this year's pickleball season. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekin.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their Wear Anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. For job-fitted boots, Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be hot and humid today, partly cloudy with a high of 88. The heat index in the mid to upper 90s this afternoon, and we could see a couple of isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms with a high of 84. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 83.
Simone Biles and Team USA Women's Gymnastics back on top of the world, winning team gold in Paris yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the fourth gold medal for the American women, this time after taking silver in Tokyo in 2020. U.S. continues to lead the overall medal count, adding six more medals on Tuesday. U.S. now with 26 total medals, seven more than France. Brewers fell to the Braves 5-1 on Tuesday. Joe Ross returning to the mound and surrendered all five runs in five innings.
Kind of looked back and they were just like middle up. So obviously not really where I'm trying to go, but they put the ball in play and found some holes. So I think they capitalized on poor pitch execution.
Rubber game this afternoon at AmFam Field. The Packers released one of their three kickers in training camp, letting go rookie James Turner. The remaining battle between Anders Carlson and Greg Joseph, and it could go most of training camp. Packers special teams coach Rich Bisaccia.
Just early, you know, just glad they're all healthy and all kicking the ball right now. The wind has been a nice, pleasant surprise for us. Hasn't been a tremendously crazy, windy day, so been advantageous to them. But it's still a long process. It's early in the process of what we're trying to get to at the end, and we'll just keep kicking.
Former Kimberly standout and Buffalo Bills linebacker A.J. Klein announcing his retirement Tuesday. 33-year-old played 11 NFL seasons. Football Badgers got through their first fall training camp workout in Platteville yesterday. There's an emphasis during certain periods in practice to play fast. Yesterday, the second offense not quite meeting expectations. They were booted off the field.
There's an idea of that that's a period where we're trying to play faster, and if we just kind of allow, oh, it's day one, we're gonna let them work through some of these things. That's not what we're going to do now. Not that we have been in the past, but really trying to make sure we understand, establish what that standard looks like. And if it's a period where we're going to go fast, we got to make sure we're disciplined enough to understand what that means as an offense.
Luke Fickle and his Badgers are back at it for day two today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10. Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Haley expects more growth at Rick Ware Racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
400 laps. For one weekend in August, Richmond becomes the center of the NASCAR world.
Here on the three-quarter mile Richmond race.
The lights get brighter. The stakes get higher. The thrills get bigger. And so does the best weekend of your summer.
Busher is gone like a rocket. Home track win for Hamlin.
That's how you win a race.
NASCAR weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 10th and 11th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Justin Haley has impressed in his first season at Rick Ware Racing during the NASCAR Cup Series season. Top 20 finishes have been regular, with top 10 efforts at tracks like Darlington and Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. The fourth-year Cup Series driver and four-time Xfinity Series winner says that there is still plenty of room for growth at the two-car Rick Ware-owned team.
Yeah, we just have to acquire more resources, more people, just keep building. At the end of the day, it's just, you know, how many engineers do you have on the pit box, right? I mean, that's all it is, just working hard. I mean, it's literally just giving it everything you have every week.
Haley is coming off a 20th place finish last time out in Indianapolis. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. SFB's free business banking guide provides strategies to ensure your business is running smoothly. From earnings credits to point-of-sale solutions, online banking, and retaining employees, SFB understands your business. Is your money working for you? Find out with the SFB Business Banking Guide. Download it at sfbank.com or talk with a banker today. Member FDIC.
The last thing you want is for the water to run out when you're all soaped up in the shower. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. When you're planning a private well, it's important to be sure it'll meet your water demands as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
The average American family uses 75 to 150 gallons of water per day. If you have teenagers who like long showers, it's even more. Property owners who drill a private well have to be sure it'll provide enough water on a daily basis to meet their needs. Steve Wilson is a groundwater hydrologist at the University of Illinois. He says a local professional well driller who has experience with other wells in the same aquifers will have a good idea if yours will be adequate. You can also check with your state's geological survey.
Those folks will have an idea because when a driller puts in a well, they usually test pump it and put a rate and say, you know, we pumped this for 2 hours at 15 gallons a minute, and the static level was 10 feet and the pumping level was 25. And from that, you can get an idea of what kind of supply you might be getting and what might be available.
The well flow rate has to be capable of providing the total quantity of water needed every day in your household. A minimum of 10 gallons per minute is recommended for a two-bedroom, two-bath home. Larger homes and families will need more, and if you plan on watering gardens and livestock, this will also have to be calculated in. Wilson says when an aquifer pumps less than a few gallons per minute, water storage capacity is very important.
Once you've emptied your pressure tank, then your well would kick on and pump water. But if you're taking a shower or running a dishwasher or some of those things, it may take more than 2 or 3 gallons a minute. And so you need to have enough storage for whatever your uses are.
You'll find more tips for planning a drinking water supply and a free online class to help you understand private wells at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
84 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, August milk down 23 to 2048, September down 37 to 2134, October down 22 to 2123, November down 20 to 2071. Cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down 1.25 to 197.5. 40-pound blocks down 3.5 to 191.5. Two-trade a barrel, two-trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 312.75. 15 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.25 to 124.5. 6 trades dry whey steady at 62 even. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly lower. Even though boxed beef prices have now begun to move higher, traders thus far haven't found enough support in the market to comfortably allow live cattle to trade higher. If the cash cattle market is indeed able to trade higher today, well, so far, there's not been enough support and no cash sales have developed. Once again, because the live cattle contracts are trading lower, the feeder cattle contracts also following suit unless something positive develops in the Fed cash market or the live cattle complex has a chain of heart and begins to trade higher. It's likely feeders will round out the day with those lower prices. Hog markets are moving mostly higher as the traders hardly believe that packer demand already this morning. Packers have been aggressive. They've already bought over 12,000 head of hogs and in doing so are pushing the cash markets 12 higher. Now, pork cutout values are lower, which is really only because the ham has fallen 722. Otherwise, most of the cuts are trading higher. August live cattle down 57 cents to 187.12. October down 95 cents to 186.50. December down 67 cents to 187.50. August feeder cattle down 45 cents to 256.52. September down 50 cents to 256.45. October down 47 cents to 255.40. August hogs up 70 cents to 91.90. October up a dollar to 75.77. December up 72 cents to 68.35. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower today, with fresh lows being scored as selling pressure picks up, with production concerns limited and bullish news lacking. Warmer weather with storms to the east should continue this week, with next week being cooler and wetter for most. Soybeans, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher today. Now, in the short term, the weather does look to add some stress to the crop for at least the western part of the belt. The east, though, will remain wetter before broad improvements are expected next week. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they're moving mostly higher. Now, the harvest progress does continue for the winter wheat crop, but the dollar is back at the low end of the trading range, and Matif wheat is firmer today due to some worldwide production concerns. September corn down 2.5 to 386.25. December down 2.25 to 402.75. March down 2 to 418.25. New crop 25 down 1 to 447. August beans up 1.25 to 1028.5. September up 4.5 to 1015.5. November up 3.25 to 1024.5. New crop 25 up 6 to 1063.5. August soybean meal up at $2 to $3.54. August soybean oil up a cent to 42.76. Chicago wheat, September up 6.25 to 5.30.25, and December up 5.75 to 5.54.75. Minnesota wheat, September now up 2.25 to 5.86.75, and December up 3.5 to 6.06.75. Energy markets sharply higher today after news surfaced that Israel assassinated the leaders of Hezbollah and Hamas. And the trade is concerned about the potential escalation in the Mideast war. September crude oil up 278 to 77.51. October up 263 to 76.51. August gas up 8 cents to 247. September up 9 cents to 243. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number 2 of AgroTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The new old normal price of corn and soybeans. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
The really good times came in 2022 when the price of corn averaged $6.54 a bushel and soybeans $14.20 a bushel. University of Illinois agriculture economist Gary Shinitke says both numbers are way above what the University of Illinois has shown to be the current era's long-term plateau prices of $4.55 and $11, respectively.
Whenever we've had sort of a price period above those long-run plateaus, it's attributed to either a demand shock that doesn't persist or some sort of supply shock. And now we're likely entering a period where we don't see demand increases, or at least we can't anticipate them, and our supplies look adequate.
The other thing of note is that these supply shocks or shifting demand curves, which have caused rapid price increases in the past, have tended not to last very long, on average 2 to 3 years. The in-between times, which pull the average cash prices down, last much longer, usually something in the order of 7 to 8 years, with prices below the average price plateau. Entering those below-average price periods is when Shinitke says farmers can use cash reserves from the very good times to stabilize their farm business operations.
Yeah, we call this thoughtful use of financial resources. And essentially, we built financial resources during that high price period. And now we either have to use those to weather what's coming up, or for some farmers, this is going to be a time to make investments that pay off in the long run. And so, you know, thinking about those things in the long run and realizing that we could see another longer period of low returns is the norm for agriculture, I guess. So, yeah, we've entered that period. It would appear to me that we've entered that period again. I could be surprised and we could have higher prices in this year, but what those would happen is pretty unpredictable.
Learn more about the Sarah's in the agriculture marketplace on the Farm Doc Daily website. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is offering up to $200,000 in grants through the Buy Local, Buy Wisconsin program. The initiative aims to bolster Wisconsin's agriculture and food industries by supporting businesses that process, market, and distribute locally grown products. To be eligible, applicants must be involved in Wisconsin's food system from farming to retail. Grant funds can be used for various expenses, including staff salaries, consultant fees, and equipment purchases. However, projects must demonstrate a significant financial commitment by matching funds with at least 50% in cash or in-kind contributions. Now, to help potential applicants craft a proposal, the Wisconsin Department of Ag will hold a webinar August 6th. Applications are due September 9th. The U.S. dairy industry has evolved over the last 20 years with fewer dairy farms producing more milk. USDA's Economic Research Service says this has raised questions about how dairy farms have changed in size, location, use of advanced technology, and cost of production. An ERS report addressed the issues of how the dairy farm structure has changed and how it differs by the size of operation and location. The study found that, consistent with long-term trends, the number of U.S. dairy farms has fallen while milk production has risen. Moderate shifts in dairy farm locations have occurred between 2020 and 2022, with Texas and Idaho gaining production share while California lost some share. Dairy farm usage has trended upward for several advanced technologies, management practices, and production systems. Larger farms, on average, were more specialized in production and greater adopters of the most advanced technologies and management practices. The Food Safety and Inspection Service issued a comprehensive proposed rule and determination to more effectively reduce salmonella contamination and illnesses associated with raw poultry products. It's the culmination of a three-year effort to reevaluate the FSIS strategy for controlling salmonella rates in poultry and protect consumers from illness. Salmonella bacteria causes over 1 million human infections in the U.S. each year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says food is the leading source of salmonella infections, and poultry is among the leading sources of foodborne illnesses. The proposal would establish final product standards to prevent raw chicken carcasses, chicken parts, ground chicken, and ground turkey products that exceed acceptable levels of salmonella from entering the food chain. The proposed salmonella framework is grounded in data and rigorous scientific evaluations and reflects stakeholder feedback, said Undersecretary for Food Safety, Dr. Emilio Esteban. USDA recently extended the 60-day comment period for the latest Packers and Stockyards Act proposal by 15 days. Tanner Bamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says it's not enough time for USDA to properly evaluate the rule. Cattle markets are immensely complicated, and USDA is planning to make sweeping changes to those markets with only 75 days of public input, Bamer said. While this extension's welcome news, it's not enough time to properly solicit public comments and review a rule that will have an overarching impact on the cattle industry, he said. A Western Wisconsin meat processor will expand thanks to a $1.5 million USDA meat and poultry processing expansion grant. J.M. Watkins in Plum City will use the money to build a new facility just outside of Plum City. Owner Brandon Clare says the expansion will triple their processing capacity.
For quite a while, we plan to build a new facility just west of Plum City, about 3 miles. So we're going to triple our size. So we'll hopefully increase our capacity by about 50 to 75% of the animals we can harvest.
Groundbreaking for the new facility is this August, with construction to be completed by March of 2025. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. Another warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll also have widespread showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. Additional showers and storms are also expected Thursday, then dry over the weekend with lower humidity. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, a chance of showers and storms this afternoon, highs 86 to 91, relative humidities at 55 to 60%, light winds becoming southeast at 5 to 7. We'll see an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible and about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms, highs 65 to 70, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at around 5 shifting to the east, anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 70% chance of showers and storms, high 78 to 83, relative humidities at 63 to 68%, east winds at 5 to 7. We'll see anywhere from 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation, about 5 hours of sunshine. For Friday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, sunshine, highs 85 to 90. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, cooler, highs 75 to 80. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs once again 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It ain't in a high rise looking for a good time, shutting down the city lights. It ain't in the water floating like a bobber, soaking up that hot sunshine. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. Souped up, shiny red new truck, if she ain't to my right. It ain't in a dive bar, tall can of PBR, popping tops, rocking all night. As good as it gets, no, that ain't where it is. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I keep that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. It's a 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder. Dressed up, her hair down in a ball cap, yep, yep. As long as I get that sweet little something late night kiss on a plane or train or way back in the sticks. I swear, if she's there, that's where, yep, yep, and that's where it's at. Yeah, and that's where it's at. Yep, yep. 2 a.m. when she's reaching over, faded t-shirt and off her shoulder.
fast lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. A map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I am not okay, I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay, I'm hanging on the rail. If I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. Not okay, but we're all gonna be alright, gonna be alright.
other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be all right. But it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. And I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see it was one of those days that I made for taking a ride. So I went downstairs, cleared my head, it hit me right there, then my mind was set. Well, I phoned work and told them they're gonna be a man short today. I got the sunny day blues, there's only one thing that's gonna make them go away. So I went out and I climbed into my big old Chevrolet, and with a turn of the key and a cloud of dust, I was on my way. I got the radio blasting, I got the windows rolled down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. Well, I can feel the wind blowing and hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind.
Plum City Wolves, from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
If there's a plane or a bus leaving Dallas, I hope you're on it. If there's a train moving fast down the tracks, I hope you caught it. 'Cause I swear out there ain't where you ought to be. Catch a ride, catch a cab, Don't you know I miss you bad, but don't you walk to me. Baby, run, cut a path across the blue skies. Straight in a straight line, you can't get here fast enough. Buy the truck and fire it up. Lean on the gas and off the clutch. Leave Dallas in the dust. I need you in a rush. So baby, run. If you ain't got a suitcase, get a box. An old brown paper sack. Pack it light or pack it heavy. Take a truck, take a Chevy. Baby, just come back. There's a shortcut to the highway out of town. Why don't you take it? Don't let that speed limit slow